They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor's full of sailors. The circus is in town. In walks the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. This lady and I look out tonight on Desolation Row. Now Cinderella, she seems so easy. Takes one to know one, she smiles. Puts her hands in her back pockets. Betty Davis style. Then in walks Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. Then someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. And the only sound you can hear after the ambulances go, Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. Now the moon, it's almost hit. The stars are beginning to hide. Fortune-telling ladies has already taken all the things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody's either making love or else expecting it. And the Good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going down to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Now Einstein disguises Robin Hood with his memories in a trunk. Passed this way an hour ago with his friend the jealous monk. Oh, he looks so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. And he went off sniffing drain pipes. Memory started the alphabet. Oh, you would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing electric violin on Desolation Road. Now Ophelia, she's neath the window. Boy, I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. By to her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. This is her lifelessness. Though eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking in on Desolation Row. Now Dr. Phil, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup. And all his senseless patients, they're all trying to blow it up. And his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the sign-on hole. And she also keeps the cards that read, have mercy on his soul. They all play on a penny whistle. Yes, you can hear them. Far enough on Desolation Road. across the street. They've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. Or they're spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouted, "Two skinny girls, get out of here!" You don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row. Down in the night, all the agents and the superhuman crew going round up everyone who knows more than they do. Then they take him to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go make sure nobody's escaping to Desolation Road. Our praise be to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn, and everybody's shouting, which side are you on? Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot, they're fighting in a captain's tower. Apocalypso singers laugh at them, and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, no one has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yes, I received your letter yesterday about the time the tornado broke. When he asked how I was doing, is that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces, give them all another name. Right now I can't read so good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.